The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hi, everybody, and welcome. My name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us on this lovely, lovely end of August. This is the last full weekend of August, because next weekend would be, it's kind of Labor Day weekend.
It is already? How did this even happen?
I'll tell you how it happened. Here's the thing. You are at the point now, Mary, where your kids are just about, I mean, you're counting down the days for that.
Yes, I am. This is the first year that I'm doing that, I'm realizing the summertime struggle, and I am looking forward to Labor Day.
So, when do they start school? After Labor Day?
After Labor Day. So, okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that weekend, nice big holiday weekend, and then sayonara.
Yeah. Go learn something, kids. It's going to be better for everybody.
Yes, I've had past few weeks have been a lot of, Mama, watch me. Mama, watch this. Mama, watch this. And I'm like, they need another adult to praise them, to give them challenges, because God bless them, but they've had enough of me.
Well, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's just, I see, in our scenario with little foster man, he goes to daycare no matter what. Mm-hmm. And they do a great job over there. You know, we've been, you know, they're great people. They, and the kids, you know, they got a good crew over there. Mm-hmm. So we send them there. And so we don't, but on the days where he's home, like there's some days where the daycare is closed for training or whatever, you know, I could see how if you had a few kids, you kind of like need the break, you need to throw in the towel. And
time out. It's like you love them dearly, but man, you all get sick of each other a little bit. I mean, I would get sick of anybody having to hang out with them that long. Yeah. So that's the problem.
So are you doing anything special to end the summer break? Because it's not really the end of summer till the middle of September.
Agreed.
Are you doing anything special to end the summer break?
We're going to be going to the beach a lot, because now the ocean is so much warmer than when it was in the beginning of the summer. And of course, you know, this is the last big weekend for it. So yeah, we're going to be just swimming it up, trying to tucker those little kids out so that they actually sleep, because this is the big time for us to now adjust to the back to school schedule, the sleep schedule. They've been sleeping in, they've been going to bed late, so now we have to really tire them out so we can start to get closer to that 7:30 sleep time again.
I got you. No, I follow what you're saying with that.
How about you?
Again, we are, last weekend we went to the Washington County Fair, which was an absolute blast.
Yay.
This weekend, we're looking at different things. Of course, there's cookouts and everything, end of summer, whatnots, and stuff to do. But, you know, as far as bedtime, you know, again, because little foster man is only 2 years old, he's down every night at 7 p.m., and he doesn't wake up some mornings till 6:45, 7 o'clock, which is,
amazing.
We have been very, very, very blessed in that sense. Believe me, Susan has told me how lucky we are, that he's such a good solid sleeper too. Cause I'm also on the volunteer fire department. So there's been times where I get up in the middle of the night and run out to a call and I do it quietly. I'm not like slamming stuff around. But I've been very cautious, like kind of slowly put on my boots. Don't bang as much. Because if it's just, when it was just me and Susan here, I really didn't care. She wakes up. She woke up when I got out of the bed.
Yes.
It's So, but now I'm trying to like very gingerly put it out. He sleeps right through that. So
that's amazing.
That's a good thing.
Whereas both of my kids climbed into my bed last night at 3 a.m. So,
oh yeah, no,
we have the other side of the spectrum.
No, we have none of that. We don't have that issue yet. He's still in the crib. Can't climb out yet.
Oh,
although
nice.
He's growing very much. He's grown so fast over the past few weeks. It's like this is like, you know, we're gonna have to at some point. I'm like, oh boy.
Yep.
So anywho, but if you are doing something special for the end of summer, send us a message, post it on our Facebook or Instagram. Let us know what it is. We want to hear your ideas. If you're doing something special with the kids, kind of an end of summer treat or an end of vacation treat, let us know, because those ideas are usually good. We'll pass them along. And if you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, just listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Ben, what do you have for this week's Wicked Interesting Pick?
It's the Academy Players of Rhode Island. They're presenting the Gender Bender Cabaret. Now, before all the people start saying, what? Let me explain to you what it is. This is going to be a fun Broadway-style concert where they will be singing Broadway musical tunes. But there's going to be a catch.
Yeah.
Songs that are typically sung by a woman or a woman's character are going to be sung by a male. And if it's a male character that typically sings it, it will be sung by a woman.
It's amazing.
So they flip it up a little bit. It's fun.
Yeah.
It'll be a great fundraiser for the Academy Players of Rhode Island. It's just the company cast putting this on. Frank O'Donnell will be hosting it. Mm-hmm. There'll be all sorts of wonderful comedy interjections from Mr. Frank O'Donnell, as he is Rhode Island's funny man, and it's gonna be great. And if you've never been to the Academy Players of Rhode Island, it's awesome. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. They do they have wonderful plays there. They do some trainings. They have workshops. It's great. So tickets are only $15 a piece. If you want to get a table, it's $40. And there are some tickets still available. This is happening on Saturday from 8 to 11 p.m. Again, it's right over there near Buttonhole Golf Course there. It's actually on Buttonhole Drive in Providence, Rhode Island. It's awesome. It's I can't say enough about it. I've seen shows there. They are top notch. The actors and actresses, Rita, who kind of runs the whole show there, essentially, and all her staff and volunteers, they just do great work. So that is happening this weekend, August 24th. You don't want to miss out. If you're looking for something fun to do, it's going to be great. And they do have snacks.
Nice.
Just so you know, they do have snacks. So keep that in mind. So that's happening. That's our Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week. Now, here's the Wicked Fun in the 401.
So with the summer, there's been amazing opportunities to see live music. I mean, heck, year round, there is great live music taking place all over the state. Well, this weekend, it is the 2019 Providence Folk Festival happening, and I love folk music. I don't know about you, Ben, but I just think that it's such a beautiful genre, really, you know, super, super lyrical and just a lot heartfelt and music you can understand, because sometimes I can't understand the music that's played at live venues.
You don't understand Screamo?
Yeah, not always. Not always. So, of course.
Maybe it's time. You should probably take a music lesson.
Yeah, I know, right? What am I thinking? So, of course.
How many years did you go to school for music?
Way too many. Way too many. And I still can't understand Screamo. Seriously.
Sorry.
So, this, of course, will be the finest folk, acoustic, singer-songwriter acts in the Rhode Island area. This is a great way if you are someone who does like folk music, because this is a genre that you can see these performers throughout the year at like little coffee shops, at little events. You know, you don't need to drop insane amounts of money to see a lot of these folk performers. So this is a great way to get a nice smorgasbord of local folk artists. Nice. You know, these people, for the most part, like, write their own music. They're playing their own instruments. They're highly talented musicians. This is going to be happening at Rose Larissa Park right in Riverside, Sunday from noon to 6. Just a great nice. Event you had to go check out.
Awesome. Very good. The Boston Bruins Fan Fest Tour is coming to Providence. Now, the Boston Bruins had quite a run. They went to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, and heartbreak. They couldn't get it done. But this season coming up is going to be amazing. And they've done this thing for the past couple of years now, the Fan Fest Tour, where they bring all sorts of experiences. They bring displays. They have equipment you can try on. You can, you know, practice shooting the puck. You can take photos. Just really, it's the Boston Garden coming down to Providence and all sorts of cities. But on Sunday from noon to 4 p.m., it'll be taking place at the Alex Anani City Center right there in downtown Providence. There will not be ice, just so you know, on the city center.
Oh, that yeah.
It's you know,
it's
the whole. Yeah, well, you know, it's going to be in the 70s, so that's not going to happen. But this is a wonderful. It's so great. You can do skills and drills on synthetic ice rings. So they do have like synthetic ice.
Oh, cool! Yeah,
which is plastic.
but you can still skate on it.
Yeah, you could do pictures in their mock locker room. You can do the Nesson virtual reality experience. So it's pretty cool. There'll be some players there, coaches and executives, as well as Nesson personalities throughout the tour. So different people will be there. You can take photos, sign autographs. This is just fun. So check it out. You do have to sign a waiver to participate in some of the things. So if you want to go to the website and do that before you get there, you're more than welcome to. But this is a really cool thing and something to get you back ready because hockey season is right around the corner.
I can't even fathom it, but it's true. Well, a completely
but that's what
right?
that's what happens in New
right?
England. You see, we have shorter off seasons because we go all the way in the championships. You know,
it's unbelievable. You're right, and it's just like bleeding into each other's seasons, and some of them feel so foreign. Where you're like, this is still happening. Isn't that a winter sport? Isn't that a spring sport? I know, man, it's crazy. And yet, football season's here too. So
football season's here, and baseball season will be ending a lot shorter than it did last year. So. Oh well,
it's okay. Can't win them all. Well, happening this weekend, actually starting today, the day that this podcast is released. Is the, let's see if I can say this right, the Necronomicon right here in Providence. This is the International Festival of Weird Fiction, Art, and Academia, really celebrating a lot of things to do with H.P. Lovecraft and many of the authors and artists who forged their own paths of just weird and really just interesting stuff. So this is going to be an amazing festival taking place in Providence all weekend long. The Lovecraft Arts and Sciences Council is a nonprofit organization that really works to help explore the weird literary word. And I'm saying weird because that's what they have on the website. It is not a derogatory. Like, that is what we have going on, just to really help celebrate the vibrant, diverse, global weird fiction art community. And when I tell people that, you know, I'm from Providence, they're like, no way, H.P. Lovecraft. Like, there are people who love this genre, and this is an entire weekend, dedicated to that. So that's happening really all throughout Providence for this weekend.
Very cool. We should reminds me maybe we'd need to add a category on our blog podcast called Wicked Weird.
Oh, right? Yes.
What's wicked weird out there? I'll tell you what's wicked weird. Hey, if you're looking for something fun to do, the annual Cumberland Firefighters Touch a Truck is happening on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you could do the touch truck, then go to do the hockey thing, then go see the Necrocon, the weird stuff, and you know. But
you're gonna be all set this weekend.
Regardless, whatever you want to do, this is obviously taking place at Diamond Hill State Park right there in Cumberland, Rhode Island. It's the annual Cumberland Firefighters Touch a Truck. They have free admission. They'll have burgers, dogs, hot dogs, soda and water for purchase. I realize I just said burgers, dogs,
and hot dogs. Yeah, I was just
going to
catch you on that. I was like, who eats
dogs?
You
will not be able to purchase a dog
nor eat a dog. Good.
No.
I'm glad that's
you can
clarified.
Eat a hot dog.
Yeah.
The food, but no, that's not even the weird people would do that because that's just gross. There'll be lots of trucks. There'll be some backhoes, loaders, police cars, fire trucks, all sorts of great stuff. You are more than welcome to bring a canned good for donation to the Northern Rhode Island Food Pantry. Obviously, they do wonderful work up there. That's a great way to support everything they do. But check it out. on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right over there, Diamond Hill State Park, a beautiful, beautiful location.
Well, that is awesome. Look at all those fun things you get to do. My goodness gracious.
That's it.
Kicking things off for the Wicked Family Friendly Pick this week is the Bring Your Own Improv Family Friendly Comedy Show. It's taking place tomorrow, Friday night, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Bring Your Own Improv right in Warwick, Rhode Island. Now, of course, this is improv, so people just get to be creative, get to try out different ways of acting at a different scene. People, if they don't want to necessarily act, they can yell out fantastic suggestions. So this is great because it's really available for the family. You know, nice, fun, all ages. If you yourself are interested in improv, this is a great event because it does take place on the earlier side. You could try it out. Or if you have youths, maybe you're an aunt and you've got some really cool, you know, preteens who love to act, this is a great event to check out. And it doesn't just take place this Friday. It happens pretty much every Friday from 7 to 8:30. Really? So if this strikes your fancy, you can become a regular.
I like it. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, no matter where you are in southern New England, you are never, excuse me, in Rhode Island, you're never more than 18 and a half miles from Mass or Connecticut or the ocean. And this event is actually taking place not this weekend, not next weekend, but the weekend after. But I wanted to make you aware of it because every year this comes up and people, it catches them by surprise. So if you are a regular listener to this show, I want you to be aware, put this date down, Saturday, September 7th. It is the auditions for Trinity Reps, A Christmas Carol. That's right. It is August. And I said, A Christmas Carol.
It's crazy, but it's
deep
true.
Breath. They need the extra time to train the actors so they can learn their lines. But this is the auditions for the children's roles they've been doing it for well over 40 years over at Trinity Rep, which is always awesome. They always change it. It's always different. It's always new. So check it out. It's happening at the Cardi's Furniture in South Attleboro. All the details and information of what it actually takes as far as commitment, as far as the time, for the children, the age restrictions, because it does take a lot. Mm-hmm. And these auditions are very simple, open auditions. If your child has always wanted to try it, and you don't have to fight the downtown parking in Providence. You don't have to go to New York. It's right in South Attleboro,
awesome.
Right over the border, right over there at Cardi's Furniture in the community room. You'll be auditioning with the director of the show. It's not like, you know, going to audition for The Voice or these other ones where you audition for producers and these other, you know, lackeys that are out there. No, directly with the producer, the director of the actual play there, and even some executives over there at Trinity Rep. So check that out. Saturday, September 7th. Go get the information now so you have that. But it's over there at Cardi's Furniture in South Attleboro. Perfect, perfect. Fun event.
Yeah, again. I can't wait till my kids are old enough, because it is. It's like 8 to 12, so we're just a couple years shy, but when it comes our time, if they're still interested in performing, I know where I'm going to be in August.
And you know, if you've got young kids like that who want to see what it's like, you can go there and you can watch the auditions happen. You know, it is open.
Oh, you're right.
You can sit quietly in the back of the room and watch how they go through and watch what they do. So,
but you just said the special word, Ben. Yeah. My kids sit quietly. I mean, you know my kids.
Well, I mean, you know, just, you know, it's...
We could try it at least.
Yeah, do something. trying to think how you could how you could work that out. Maybe give them...
A lollipop.
Something. Just don't get it on the furniture because, you know, we don't want to make a mess
there.
You know. Ron and Pete, they got to clean everything up afterwards.
Yes.
So check that out Saturday, September 7th.
We here at Wicked Rhodey are proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island, helping to spread the word about wonderful opportunities for you, your family, your friends, basically anyone who would like to volunteer in and around Rhode Island. So what do we have up first, Ben?
Well, it's coming that time of year. It's Hope Harvest, Rhode Island. They're looking for volunteers to help harvest, sort, and pack surplus produce from local farms. that will end up going to local food pantries, soup kitchens, and just areas where it's needed. So, you know, you have those neighborhood associations, the little farm shares, mm-hmm. where you pay in and you get like a basket of produce or whatever, and they divide it up equally amongst everybody. Well, there's usually leftovers, and there's stuff that people necessarily can't use because, you know, they've had a good crop. So they take those extras, and Hope Harvest RI, you know, just brings the local bounty to the people in need.
Wow.
Which is great. And so they need help with that. You can volunteer some time. You can sign up. If you're 14 and older, this is a perfect thing to do there. Just head over to just email info@hopeharvest.org, or you can give them a call over there. Check that out. Hope Harvest RI.
Say that three times fast.
It's I speak professionally, ladies and gentlemen. Hope Harvest, Rhode Island, and there this is the time. Start signing up because the bounty is full, my friends.
That is true.
What do you have?
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island are looking for mentors. So they're, of course, looking for people to be paired with an elementary student in a supervised group setting at a South Providence school. The commitment is Tuesdays from 12:15 to 1:15 p.m. And they also need volunteers to be big brothers to boys. So that commitment is 6 to 8 hours a month, 18-month minimum, and they need you to be at least 19 years old. This, of course, is an amazing opportunity.
If you want to learn more about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island and how they do it, all you got to do is go on Facebook to Adam Thoreau's Facebook mm-hmm. page and see the stuff that he's done with his little, that's what he calls him,
yep.
Over the past couple of years. They have had a blast. It's and Adam was a good friend of ours.
Yes.
Adam, he's just, you know, just an absolute, he's this, I don't know what the right word is. Mass, this huge, like,
ray of sunshine, enigma. Yes,
giant. He is just this huge, massive vortex of energy,
yes.
and positivity and loudness. He also has a podcast called
does.
Good People Doing Good, the aggressively positive podcast. Mm-hmm. And again, you listen to Mary and I at a volume of, let's say, 6 or 7. Adams, you have to turn it down to 2, and it still might be too loud. But he shares with you all sorts of great stories, so shout out to him.
Yes.
You know,
much love, Adam.
Great stuff over there. So if you want to learn more about the United Way Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. All right, folks, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram, and if you go to any of these events, we want to know about it. Tag us with the hashtag WickedRoadie.
That's right. For information on getting your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can email us at wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us on Facebook.
Until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Rhodey. We'll have more for you next Thursday. And you want to know the best thing? Next Thursday is the last Thursday before school starts.
Oh, the happiness. You can hear the joy. You'll see the dancing in the streets. It'll be just wonderful.
Final countdown, my friend.
It'd be like the brand new day song from The Wiz. Remember that Broadway?
Yes.
Can you feel a brand new day? You'll have that all happening. It'll be, yes.
Yep.
I can't wait.
That's it.
That's going to be awesome.
That is it.
All right, let's end this show before I say something dumb.